prepare you for the scripture reading by reminding you that some of the very first people to see Jesus were not kings, queens, royalty. They weren't rich people. They weren't folks that were called on the phone and told, "Hey, you gotta come see Jesus." They weren't people who were going to bring wonderful, expensive gifts. They weren't people who were going to see if they could find out how they could use the Savior. The first people were humble people. They were everyday folks like you and me. They worked hard, and some of them might have had some money, you know, like us. But they worked hard for their money. Some of them had parents that did pretty well and maybe left them some land, some cattle, some farm ground, you know, sort of like us. But they worked hard. Mary and Joseph was a carpenter. I mean, these are the parents of Jesus. They're the first ones to see the Savior of the world. He's a carpenter. He works hard. Right, God? And then the shepherds come. Now you gotta understand. The shepherds were, well, they weren't the most popular people around. The shepherds were a bit rough. The shepherds didn't always smell real good. I mean, they were around sheep. If you've ever spent much time around sheep, they don't always smell a bit. And they slept more with the sheep than they did with their families. And the shepherds didn't always have really nice clothes. Why would you wear nice clothes when you're out with the sheep? Charles, do you wear really nice suits when you go out with the cattle? Yeah, that's so. Armani. Swift off shoes, you know, things like that. Yeah. These guys are out there and they're hard working and they sort of wander around. And in some of them, now you remember this is ancient times, not very many people read, wrote, you know, any of those things, had any education. And these guys never had a chance to get much education. They know nothing. Except how to take care of their cattle, how to take care of their families. You know, good basic life skills, right? But, right after Mary has her baby, which Lloyd told you about 25 minutes ago, we hear this. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. I think most of us would be too. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. For see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." And when the angels had left them and gone to heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Well, let us go and see to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, with which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them. them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. Now you've got to know, these shepherds, once they've been to Bethlehem and they figured out that those angels weren't lying, that they were telling the truth, there was no stopping them. There was joy, joy, joy. That's why I had you do that. There was joy. There was dancing. There was dancing. Now, somebody last night made a comment that they'd never been to a holy roller church, but they thought maybe last night they'd been to one. Because I was dancing, dancing. Because why not? Jesus Christ is born. We all ought to be dancing. We ought to be clapping our hands and giving praise. We ought to be hallelujah and having a bit. But if you don't want to do that, if you're too reserved or well preserved, you take your pick on that one. You can be like Mary. These things on your heart, and you can be a whisperer. Joy, 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 joy. But you've got to do it with gusto, like the shepherds did. Or you got to do it like Mary did. You don't get away with not doing it at all, folks. This is our Savior that was born. This is Jesus Christ. This is the one who wipes out your sins. This is the one who walks with you in the dark times. This is the one who is with you every single day of your lives. He's the one that celebrates with you. He's the one that takes oppression away. He's the one that conquers sin. He's the one that saves you every day of your life. He's the one that greets you at heaven's gate. He is the one that opens up his arms and says, I love you. I want to be a part of your life. He's the one that right now is in a little tiny manger as a little tiny baby. But in the end, he'll be the most powerful being that ever was. So you say your joy the way you want, but you say it. Don't you dare not say it. You say your joy to the world. Let us pray. Almighty God, joy to the world. You have come and you are here and you are living in us. Help us. Help us express the inexpressible joy that we feel every year when you are born again in our hearts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for giving us a day to celebrate. Every year. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation is Joy to the World. Stand up and sing it with gusto.